Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, hello everybody, welcome to the show. Got a big 2 hours coming up for you. As I mentioned, welcome to the show. And the first hour, we are going to be dominated with football. Reuben Bain is going to be with us, ACC Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year. University of Miami is going to the Pinstripe Bowl. So Mark Holtzman from the Pinstripe Bowl, the executive director of the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl, will join us on the show. We'll hear some comments from earlier today from Mario Cristobal and Greg Schiano. And former University of Miami and Georgia head coach Mark Richt goes into the College Football Hall of Fame. Don Bailey Jr. reflects on that. He is in Las Vegas with the former coach, and we'll hear from DBJ. That's all coming up here on the show as we talk a lot of football for you. December 28th, the University of Miami will be in New York City at Yankee Stadium to take on the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers for a 2:15 kickoff. And we'll have that game for you here on WQAM. And leading the charge defensively for the University of Miami will be Reuben Bain, who just had a tremendous freshman season for the Hurricanes. 9.5 tackles for losses, 7.5 sacks among the leaders in the ACC. ACC Defensive Rookie of the Year. And Reuben Bain joining us on the show right now. Reuben, good evening. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on your postseason ACC honors, Rookie of the Year. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. Well, first, it just shows that all the hard work that's been put in since January up until now is finally paying off. And it's a step in the right direction for not only me, but the program.
How did you find the season as it went along? Did it get tougher as the season went along? Because about the time we got the North Carolina State game, all of a sudden the opponents started to say, we need to block that guy over there, that freshman. We might have to double team him and make his life miserable. How did things play out for you during the course of the season?
Things definitely got tougher as the season progressed, but I just weathered through the storm and really just overcame some things that got in my way and just kept playing football. Everything just seemed to get better and better each week.
What do you think was the biggest adjustment for you coming from Central? You had 77.5 sacks there at Central, and you picked up right where you left off from high school to college with 7.5 sacks in your first season. But was there a big adjustment for you?
I want to say, like, it wasn't a huge adjustment, but it was definitely an adjustment far as speed and the mind play of games because, you know, people say football is chess, not checkers. But other than just knowing that aspect of the game, the mental side, the physical side wasn't nothing too crazy that I really couldn't handle.
How about your defense overall, your team defense, the way you played this season, for the most part, this defense took a giant leap from a year ago. You came in. You were a big part of the defense. Why do you think your defense played as well as it did during the course of the season?
It was just the trust we had upon each other that we built in the off season, and just Coach Cristobal recruited heavily in the off season and got the right guys in the building, and we just started coming together along. We had some ups and downs, but that's how football is. And overall, we had a pretty good season.
How do you look at the bowl game coming up December 28th? Is it the last game of the season for you, or do you look at it as the beginning of next year?
Last game of the season, because this adds on to our current record. We're not looking past any opponent. We're not looking to the next year. We're just focusing on the week, every week, every day that we got in front of us. We're keeping our mind where our feet's at. And really, we're just trying to focus on this game and give it our best effort.
Do you feel like now, and some guys are going to move on and go to the NFL, or hopefully go to the NFL, do you feel like now, considering the season you had and the authority that you play with great strength and passion and authority, that now you become one of the team leaders for the University of Miami?
I feel like I do. Hopefully I do, yes. And I'm just trying to lead by example, but also vocal if I have to.
Now, sometimes, you know, a lot of people think, oh, yeah, the guy that is vocal is the team leader, but the guy that does the job can be the team leader, right? The guy that is out there every single day, that practices every day, that plays in every single game. To me, those are your true leaders, and you lined up in every practice and you lined up in every game.
Yes, I 100% agree with you on that.
What did it mean to have your brother with you to share that experience this season?
It was really good, because that's the good games that I had. Any ups and downs of the game, I was able to talk to him about it. But certainly with the good moments of the year, I was running up to him. And the biggest smile on my face, and yet the biggest smile on his, too.
Ruben Bain is our guest. Hurricanes defensive lineman, had a great season for the University of Miami, a building block for this Hurricanes defense. I was having a conversation with a guy the other yesterday, a parent yesterday, who has a player in college football, and I said, you know, for the guys that stay home at the University of Miami, the local players, I think they know there's a benefit of staying home, but they don't realize it until they're into the season. They don't realize it until they're actually at the University of Miami, and then they figure out, oh, maybe I can go home after a game and get a home-cooked meal, or during the course of the season, I can slip away for the weekend. I'm away from home, but I can still go home, and they don't realize that benefit until they're actually here and see what it's like. Was it like that for you?
Yes, it was, but I just had the best opportunity to stay home, really. I was here with family, friends, and I was just comfortable. You know, I'm home playing football. I mean, that's every kid's dream, really.
Yeah, I always think one of the great sights when the game is over is when the players come out, when you come out and you see your family. But you've had the advantage, the extra advantage, I think, of being able to play at home in front of lots of family and friends, right?
Yes, I did. At least every game has at least 20 of my family members there. So every time I'm coming out, it's just a lot of hugs and smiles. And that's something I don't take for granted.
You know, the other thing about you, and I remember a former University of Miami coach a long time ago, he was an offensive coordinator, Gary Stevens, once said, you know, there are a lot of guys that play football, but the special ones are the ones that love it. And you love playing football. You love everything about it, right?
Yes, definitely. That's what I do for breakfast, luncheons, and I'm always love football.
I'd like to tell our audience that, I mean, you play in practice as hard as you play in the game, and I imagine you probably study that way also. But I think that when I watch you in practice, I look out there and I see a person that says, man, every snap, whether it's practice or the game, is important to you. Who instilled that into you?
That was just something that was preached to me in high school, really. I had a great coaching staff in high school at Miami Central, and they just harped on us how practice should be harder than the games. And when we got to the games was easy. And that's just something I'm going to carry on with me for the rest of my life, especially my rest of my football career. I mean, I try to give it my all in practice, so by the time the game comes, everything's just flowing to me naturally.
Every day in practice, you also go against Francis Malinoa. How is that? What's that like?
I mean, it's great. Competition's at an all-time high. We always going back and forth at it. I mean, I wouldn't change it for none in the world because we're going to make each other the best player at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I'm the best at my position. He the best at his. So you put that together, I feel like we're the best duo in the country.
Yeah, I imagine you guys go at it pretty hard in practice. And when it's over, I often look at you guys. I don't know if there's a smile on your face, but I feel like there's when you're done in those one-on-one drills, there's a sense of achievement between the two of you guys.
Yes, it always is. We always smile with each other. I mean, if I get the upper hand on him, he'll come up to me after practice and we make a joke about it, and vice versa. I mean, I just feel like we got a real connection, real brotherhood, you know, when it's time to work, it's work. And then after, we can always joke and laugh about it.
Was there a team this year, an offense this year, that you thought, wow, that was a really challenge? You played some really good teams, but was there one, whether it was, I don't know, Florida State or Clemson or Carolina, that maybe you learned something from that game or you thought to yourself, man, that was a darn good challenge?
I'd say NC State,
yeah,
North Carolina State.
Why do you think that? Because their offensive line or because of the misdirection that Kid Concepcion was? He was a tough challenge.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, new stuff being thrown at us that game, some things that we didn't see on film, and they just came out of a whole bunch of new stuff and new formations. But we just adjusted, and that just told me to always expect the unexpected.
Yeah. What about this bowl game coming up? You've got Rutgers. You're going to play at Yankee Stadium. What are your thoughts about playing in this bowl game against Rutgers and be a great way to win the season? With a win.
Definitely a great way to win the season. It's my first bowl game, so I'm excited. And really, I'm just looking forward to it. It's my first bowl game, as I just said. And we're taking this opportunity very seriously. It's the opportunity to get win number 8, and we're not taking it lightly. We're going in and working every day and grinding and get back into what we used to.
You had a veteran player next to you, Branson Dean, who was a transfer in, and to me just seemed like a really great teammate. What were some of the things you learned from him this year?
I learned a lot of things on and off the field. Off the field, just in the film room, always looking for small details. But on the field, just like how I take practice seriously, he take it very seriously. And that's just something I hopped on with him. And having a chance to compete with him, doing indie drills and everything like that, it's just something that I'm going to miss when he's gone.
Was there more film study for you this year compared to high school?
No, I took film has always been a heavy part of my game. I feel like that's what put me at an advantage in high school. Most people didn't really take it that seriously. So now when I get to college, it was just me doing the same thing. I'm not changing anything up.
Yeah. All right, Ruben. Well, I know your parents are proud of you. We watch them out at practice. And you did a great job this season. It's not over, like you mentioned. You got the bowl game coming up. And then next year, after the bowl game, before I let you go, what will be some of your goals in terms of when you come back in January and you go through the off-season conditioning program, what will be some of your goals for that?
Just to get bigger, faster, stronger, and clean up on some technique that could have been better going into the season. I mean, you can never be the perfect football player, so I'm always just willing to work on the stuff that I say I did poorly during the season.
Hey, you know, I know we got the bowl game coming up, and you want to concentrate on that. But just I'll toss this out to you that during your off-season conditioning, you're going to open up against the Gators next year. You might keep that in your mind. We got the Gators, and, you know, we don't like the Gators a lot, so...
Yeah, we got them next year, but right now, we're not really focused on that. We just focus on us playing this upcoming game. And for the offseason, I'm just focusing on me. Nobody, no other opponents, really.
All right. I got you. All right. Well, you are a joy to watch, and we look forward to watching you in this bowl game against Rutgers. We'll break down Rutgers at another time. But congratulations on your postseason honors, and we'll see you when we get ready to play against Rutgers at Yankee Stadium.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you. Reuben Bain joining us on the show. Still to come, we're going to talk about the Pinstripe Bowl, the executive director coming up in just a matter of moments. But it's the holiday season, and they are very busy at Williamson Buick GMC. I saw Ed Williamson and his lovely wife, Carol, at the basketball game on Saturday, and he said, yep, business is good. Holiday season is here. Customers are coming in, and nobody knows customer service better than Ed Williamson. And if you want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle, test out a new Buick or a GMC from Williamson. And right now, new Buicks or GMCs, they are arriving every single day during the holidays because they want to make sure they got whatever you're looking for. Like the new GMC Yukon, plenty of room for the entire family. The new Yukon allows you to ride in style and comfort. It makes a bold statement wherever you're going to go in South Florida. You want to cover work and play? How about the new GMC Canyon or the Sierra? These trucks feature bold styling, the latest technology, all with the toughness to get the job done. A Buick, how about an Encore, an Envision, an Enclave, and more. Every single day, new Buicks are coming through Williamson Buick. To get your new Buick or GMC, visit Williamson's absolutely stunning, beautiful facility. Easy to find on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. Or go online first at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and experience car buying like never before at Miami's premier luxury dealership. Williamson Buick GMC. Williamson is Miami.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.